Judicial Watch Director of Investigations Chris Farrell says that Fulton County DA Fannie Willis has set a Judicial Watch record by simply failing to appear in court to respond to a Judicial Watch lawsuit. One America's John Hines has more from Washington.
We are speaking with the Director of Investigations at Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, you have filed a suit against the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, because she has not handed over documents which could prove collusion between her and the Democrat Select J6 Committee and or Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith. Now a judge has found Fannie Willis in default. She was ordered to turn over relevant documents, but she has refused so far. What seems to be going on, sir, in your estimation?
It's worse than her refusing. We're kind of used to that, frankly. We have all kinds of government agencies, federal, state, and municipal, who arrogantly flaunt the law by refusing to turn over documents that are substantive or responsive to our requests. Fannie Willis has set an all-time world record for Judicial Watch. In the last 30 years that we've been in operation, she is the one and only government official to not even bother to appear in court. She totally blew off the judge. She was non-responsive in the sense of not responding to the written requests we made. But then she failed to appear. So we got a default judgment against her. And as you well know, we've been doing this a long time. And we've done it against lots of agencies and lots of courts. But never in the last 30 years has a government official just sort of given a bird to the judge and not even bothered to show up to court.
So basically what happened here is that a judge basically said that you had standing and you had a point and she should turn over the documents, and he ordered her to do so.
Or at least show up in court and argue about it.
Which she didn't want to do.
Or say, hey, we need more time. You know, we're overwhelmed. We can't respond. Or, I mean, there's all sorts of the canned standard lies that we're all used to. Government attorneys do this all the time. But they didn't even bother to open up the playbook and go with, you know, standard lie number 6. They just didn't show. It's outrageous. Like I said, first time in 30 years. So congratulations, Ms. Willis. You've set yet another new low.
Well, it seems to me if you blow off a judge, and they are usually members of the bar as well, and a bar is kind of like a fraternity, and there's sort of a mutual respect, an understanding that you abide by certain fundamental protocols, right? I mean, that's
rules,
kind of the
right.
deal, right? And I so mean, here's, if you're blowing here's off a fellow thing. Bar member, that seems like they would kind of, that would kind of rattle things a little bit.
Here's the other thing. And anybody viewing this will appreciate it. Get involved in some legal proceeding. It could be anything. It could be a traffic ticket, something very minor, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just decide to blow it off. Don't even appear. And see what happens to you.
You get arrested.
Right. Right. I mean, any other ordinary citizen who blows off a hearing with a judge on a point, some issue, some litigation or some matter, every viewer out there knows they would get the hammer dropped on them. They would feel the full force and effect of the law.
So what happens to her now? What happens to Fannie Willis now that she's defied a judge?
Well, we're going to go back into court because she was ordered to produce records to us by Monday. And there were some records produced, but for the most part, she's also taken a position, even with the default judgment, she's taken a position that she can still withhold whatever she wants. And she denies that there's even an entire universe of records that we have very good reason to believe do exist. So we will go back into court and pursue this.
Chris Farrell, who is Director of Investigations at Judicial Watch, thank you for talking to us on One America News, sir. It's a pleasure.